Medical marijuana has been the law in Hawaii for years, so where is it? Lawmakers have been reminded, as the logjam over delivery continues, that there's often a gap between passage of a law and its implementation. Brian Goldstein is founder and CEO of one of the 8 licensed medical cannabis dispensaries in the state. He expects to be up and running soon, and he's with us in our studio. Brian, let's just review the last few years. What has happened in the last few years to move us closer?
Well, Hawaii passed a medical marijuana patient registry in 2000, but there was no dispensaries that patients could go to mm-hmm. purchase their medicine. So in 2015, the legislature passed a dispensary bill, and in 2016, the licenses were awarded. And here we are in 2017, and it looks like I know we'll be opening our first dispensary here probably in the next couple of months.
In the course of preparing to do this, there's been a lot of, you have to educate a workforce to work in your dispensaries. You also have to educate the community.
Yeah, we've been engaging for quite some time now. And even before we received a license, we've been engaging in community education and outreach and talk story sessions. And in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we held 19 events that had over 400 people and over 60 physicians and registered nurses that we engaged with in our education and talk story and outreach sessions.
In these sessions, you learn about the things that people do understand, but you also learn about the things that people don't understand, right?
Yeah, a big part of our outreach is really demystifying and destigmatizing this this plant, this medicine, which has been used by human beings for over 3,000 years. It was only in the last 100 years that prohibition really created the stigmatization that this plant experiences today. And when people learn the political and racist undertones that led to prohibition, I think they're shocked and their minds are opened up to understanding how cannabis is a medicine. The one thing I would point out also is there is a incredibly important report published by the U.S. government earlier this year by the National Academy of Sciences, which is the premier scientific research organization by the U.S. government. And in this report, it stated that there is conclusive evidence, which is the highest standard that the National mm-hmm. Academy of Sciences has, that there is conclusive evidence that cannabis is medicine and effective in the treatment of chronic pain, spasticity, as well as nausea. So the debate as to whether cannabis is medicine is over. Now it's just a question of getting people to understand that.
You referred to the political and racist overtones of prohibition. What are those? What is that history?
Well, actually, cannabis was a widely used medicine in the late 1800s and early 1930s. And as alcohol prohibition was ramping down, the head of the then Drug Enforcement Administration, Harry Anslinger, needed a new bogeyman. He needed something else to prohibit. So he teamed up with the Hearst newspaper chain, and they rebranded cannabis to marijuana. Marijuana was not a term of art used back then except by Mexican immigrants. Mm-hmm. And so they created a national campaign. You may have heard of the movie Reefer Madness. Mm-hmm. That was the highlight of that campaign, where they in national media publications described the use of cannabis as making people crazy and making white women wanting to get together with black and colored people. So there's a massive racist overtones to the prohibition.
What was their motivation? What was in it for them creating this stigma?
You know, I don't know, really understand why back then. I think they needed something to prohibit. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it wasn't until 1972 that cannabis was illegal at the federal level, when in 1972 the Nixon administration added cannabis, marijuana, to the Controlled Substances Act. And it was part of his anti-war effort to label hippies, who were the anti-war protesters, to give the police a reason to arrest them. Mm-hmm. So there was the history behind prohibition of cannabis is really fascinating, and the political and racist overtones.
Well, just to go back to the history, you refer to the 19th century. It should be pointed out that you could also, in the 19th century, get cocaine, morphine, opium, and heroin. Heroin being a brand name of Bayer Pharmaceutical, right?
Exactly. And in fact, cocaine and opiates are Schedule II drugs, and marijuana, which does have known medical properties and a low propensity for abuse, is on Schedule I with LSD and heroin, which are both highly addictive.
So now that the confusion is being essentially sorted out, the public is, as you're describing in these workshops you're doing, the public has some catching up to do with the history and the actual medical nature of this substance, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I'm really, really gratified when I finish one of these talks. And nearly every time one or more people come up to me and talk to me about a parent or loved one that might have arthritis or multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease, and they have questions as to whether cannabis can be helpful in the symptoms exhibited by those diseases. And in fact, usually it is. And, you know, although a lot of research needs to be done, don't get me wrong, it's not a panacea. But there is I see the community here in Hawaii opening up more and more to understanding the potential for this plant as medicine.
The federal government has been pretty openly, particularly the Justice Department, has been in open opposition to legalized marijuana. Where's that going to go?
Well, marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance, so the possession and sale is against federal law. But Congress, for the last several years, has passed an amendment called the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment, which prohibits the Justice Department from spending any resources enforcing federal anti-marijuana laws in medical marijuana states such as Hawaii. So in states where that have medical programs like Hawaii, Arizona, Nevada, Illinois, Maryland, New York, and numerous others, the federal government, the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions, as it were, is prohibited from enforcing federal marijuana laws. So in Hawaii, there is very little risk of any kind of federal enforcement actions, although you might see something take place in recreational states such as Colorado, Oregon, and Washington.
Is there a consensus from the medical marijuana states that it's a success?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Journal of American Medicine has shown that in medical marijuana states, the rates of opioid usage and deaths have been decreasing every year.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on this. You think you're a couple months away?
Yeah, we expect to be opening our dispensary in a couple months. We'll be announcing the opening date probably in the next 4 weeks or so.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Goldstein is founder and CEO of Manoa Botanicals, LLC, one of 8 licensed medical cannabis dispensaries in the state of Hawaii. Manoa Botanicals will be opening its first flagship dispensary this fall.